If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
I got him upside down and I'm shaking. I'm shaking everything out of his head.
Help.
Okay, I think we're ready now.
Help. All right, I'm ready. I appreciate that. A lot happening here over the weekend. We'll start with the Bears and football training camp. John, everybody seems to be getting hurt, is what it seems like.
You know, this isn't the first time this has happened.
No.
I mean, I can't recall because I don't have the knowledge that you do, but it seems like maybe a couple of years ago, maybe before that, it's like every other player seemed to be going down with some kind of injury.
Yeah.
In training camp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the big one was Luther Burden III, the wide receiver out of Missouri, got hurt. Apparently, reports say it was a groin injury. It's nothing that should keep him out from the season, but he's not going to be participating in the rest of camp and preseason. So we don't really know the severity of it right now. I think Ben Johnson's talking to the media tomorrow, so maybe we'll get a little more, but it seems like he avoided major injury, and this is a guy with a lot of hype so far in training camp. Ben Johnson said he was buying all the Luther Burden stock. His teammates have raved about him. So hopefully Burden is fine. They had a walkthrough today at Stevenson High School. They called it Varsity Bears. So they just kind of held like a no pads at the high school football field and had fans out there.
That's got to be great.
Yeah, it looked packed from what the Bears put out there. And a lot of the players were, Jalen Johnson, the cornerback, was throwing football in the stands, playing catch with fans, and
wow.
Montez Sweat was, and Kyler Gordon were signing autographs with a bunch of fans since they were hurt and not participating. So really good vibes for the Bears down, up in Lincolnshire at Stevenson High School. So there was a video somebody got of Burden walking around, and it looked like he was walking fine. So it seems like he avoided major injury. And just the way sports fans are, when you don't hear an update on a player for like a day, everybody just assumes the worst. So it seems like they dodged the big bullet right now, and hopefully Burden's ready to go for the season. They are back at Hallis Hall tomorrow, and their first preseason game is on Saturday.
Against whom?
They are playing, I think it's the Browns. I should know this. It's their only home preseason game of the year, and then they
Nobody important is going to play, though, right?
I'm wondering that. Yeah, they're playing the Browns. They only have three preseason games. Yeah. Not a lot of the starters seem to play in preseason a lot. It seems like it's more of that second game the starters maybe get a little go. Since this is the only home game, maybe they get the starters get a series or two.
Right.
We have seen in the past where, you know, like the starting quarterback goes out and hands the ball off three times, then he's done. So you know, you just got to get that work in and out of the huddle sometimes, right? In live game action.
You don't want to trip.
Right. You know? You got to execute the handoff. I'm sure we'll see a lot of Tyson Bagent, some Case Keenum. And Bagent's fun to watch. I mean, he's really developed from being an undrafted quarterback to making $10 million and being the backup quarterback. And you know, here in Chicago, not really anymore with Caleb Williams, but the backup quarterback's always the most popular guy in town.
Used to be that way.
Yeah. When the starter struggles, it's like, let's get this other guy in here. Caleb Haney's awesome. Yeah, anyways. But yeah, football, I think there's some games on Thursday, too. So we're really ramping up here. You're seeing a lot of college highlights from camp as well. So we're getting there. There's football this month, so that's all that matters.
Well, you know what? That makes me feel very, very good.
Me too.
I love it when that football starts.
Yeah, it gives me,
gotta say it.
Gives me the tingles. It gets me all excited. Yeah. and I can't wait to hear Hampton OB.
Oh, my God. I can't wait to hear what they're doing with that Hallmark movie.
Yes, Hamps in the Hallmark movie. I can't wait to ask him about that because I love Hallmark movies. So sign me up. Anyways, Bears also signed wide receiver Ray McLeod. Veteran who's bounced around, so some more veteran presence in that wide receiver room. And I think that's all from training camp. Cam Lewis, the safety who's filling in for Kobe Bryant, got hurt over the weekend, but he was back in the walkthrough today, so that's good news as well. Baseball, very productive weekend here for the Chicago baseball teams, both taking two out of three in their series. We'll start with the White Sox. They were at home against the Guardians. A rough one on Friday. just a really this was the game I went to as a fan. It was very interesting first inning, because in baseball, if you visit the mound twice, like if a coach goes out and visits the mound twice, you have to take the pitcher out. So Noah Schultz was struggling a little bit, so the pitching coach went out there, and then a couple batters later, Will Venable, the manager, went out there, and I think they're going to talk through like an appeal play, or they're going to talk strategy, but it was their second mound visit, so they had to take the starter out after only five hitters. The night before, the Sox played, I think, a 13-inning marathon where they basically pitched every pitcher. So their bullpen was very tired, and then they have this mistake. So they brought in David Sandlin, who was called up, and he left it all out there. He kind of had to wear it a little bit. I think he gave up like five or six runs, but he got him into the sixth or seventh inning, really saved the bullpen, but a tough one there. But the Sox, have they done all year, has just been resilient, winning the next two against Cleveland. Saturday was Ozzie Guillen's jersey retirement day. Packed house. Ozzie was there. He's always there. He's on the pre and post shows. He was there as a player. He was there as a manager. So, I mean, he is the White Sox. So it was cool to see him get his moment. He's very appreciative of the fans. Fans gave him a big reception. And the Sox were on Fox national TV. Were able to get a big win over Cleveland. And then they followed that up getting a win yesterday. So now they have a 3.5 game lead over the Tigers. The Tigers jump past the Twins and the Guardians in the jumbled AL Central. So White Sox sitting pretty good. They're hosting the Reds coming up here. Tomorrow is the Pope Hat Day giveaway to everybody at Guaranteed Rate, or at Rate Field. Right. That's Pope tomorrow. Hat. Yeah. Oh. I heard rumors that Ashley might be there, so we'll see what she can get.
Well, we'll have to ask her tomorrow.
Yes, yes. Yeah. So that'll be fun. It's sold out, so it'll be rocking on the South Side tomorrow. And then other big news for the White Sox, former shortstop Tim Anderson announced his retirement today after 10 seasons. You remember TA on those like 2018, 2019, and then 2020, 2021 teams. Won a batting title. That was the White Sox team that was one of the more fun teams to watch in baseball. They had that slogan, "Change the Game." Big personalities, lots of, you know, bat flips and flair from the Sox. A very fun team to watch. He was in the middle of it. Just the last few years, he's battled injury. He's struggled a little bit, and he just finally decided to hang it up. And I think he had a media today availability, because there's the Field of Dreams game coming up on Thursday where they played out in Iowa. And the Sox, I think, were the first game to go out there, them and the Yankees. And Tim Anderson hit that walk-off.
He hit that walk-off
home run against the Yankees, one of the more iconic regular season home runs in recent memory. So they had him on to talk about that, and then he announced his retirement. And the White Sox are doing like a Tim Anderson honoring day on Friday, September 17th. And I'm sure the tickets are going fast for that. And the White Sox are going to wear those black Southside jerseys that everybody loved, because that's what Anderson and those teams were wearing. So they're going to have that on the Southside on September 17th. So that'll be really fun to look forward to in about a month. And dare I say, that could be clinching time for the Sox if they keep playing the way they are. They could be maybe flirting with trying to wrap up an AL Central title around then. So we'll see how that continues. Still a 3.5 game lead, but trending in the right way. The Cubs, meanwhile, were down in Kansas City. They took 2 out of 3 against the Royals. They had Kevin Gausman make his team debut, and Clay Holmes, after they were traded. Gausman was really good. 7 innings, 2 runs. Clay Holmes struggled a little bit. 4 innings, 4 runs on Saturday. Holmes was coming off the injured list. That was his first start since, I think, May in the majors. So a little bit of rust. And they also had Matthew Boyd. So you're kind of looking for a sweep there if you're the Cubs against the Royals team at the bottom of the standings. But wasn't in the cards. They still bounced back after a loss Saturday and won Sunday. The big news is Ian Happ homered in back-to-back games Saturday, Sunday. I don't think he had a hit in August till Saturday. So it's big for the Cubs left fielder to get going. And when he gets hot, he gets red hot. So hopefully that for the Cubs, who tomorrow are in Washington before coming home to play the Cardinals this weekend. And then a week from tonight, it's round two of White Sox and Cubs at Wrigley.
Look forward to that for sure.
Yeah, so that'll be fun. Both these teams are playing good ball. So then they're heading up to the north side. So wish it was on a weekend. Not sure why it's Monday through Wednesday, but I guess we'll just take what we can get. I think next year both of them are on a weekend. And then one more football note. The Bills played their first, I guess not game, they played... you know how the NFL teams play like a fan fest in their stadium or hold an open practice in their stadium? Well, the Bills have a new stadium called Highmark Stadium. Really nice new stadium. They played, you know, one of those practice things over the weekend. But the big thing coming out of it was a lot of these fans paid, they're called personal seat license. So basically you're paying the right to own that seat for season tickets. And a few of them have blocked seats.
Great.
So
what a deal.
Yeah, so they get in their seats and it's like I can't see the 20 yard line into the end zone and one thing, or it's like they have, you know, the railings when you're way up there so you don't fall, but like the way they structured the seats is it's a see-through glass, but it's like you can't really see through it with the bars. So that's gone viral on social media. So we'll see what happens there, but the Bills spent all this money on this new stadium, so hopefully they can figure something out. I've seen some positive reviews. I've seen some screenshots, so it's back and forth. But another team's got a stadium, and the Bears are still Soldier Field or Hammond or Arlington Heights or an unknown place.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Thanks, Jack.
No problem.
Tomorrow as he empties, because he has a head for sports. See, his head is full of sports.